990 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Could be a day of dangerous weather in the plains, with severe weather expected from northern Texas to South Dakota. Multiple intense tornadoes are possible for the area from Oklahoma City to Wichita. Meanwhile, flooding remains the concern in East Texas and the Houston area. ABC's Mola Lange's in Conroe, Texas.
Fortunately, the rainfall has started to ease a little bit here, but floodwaters still an area of concern, making roads impassable and closing schools this morning.
And the flooding now blamed for one death, a four-year-old boy swept from a car he was traveling in. Israel's called for Palestinian civilians to leave the city of Rafah, signaling a likely attack on the city. Protests continued over Israel's war at U.S. colleges and universities. Arrests made at the University of Virginia and the Art Institute of Chicago. Tonight, Boeing scheduled for the first crewed launch of its Starliner spacecraft. There'll be two astronauts on board. This is ABC News. The bodies of three tourists killed in Mexico have been identified by their parents. The American and two Australians were in Mexico to surf. Police believe they were killed by robbers who wanted the tires from their truck. Terrifying moment Sunday in the middle of a church service outside of Pittsburgh.
All of a sudden, I just seen a gun pointing right at me.
Pastor Glenn Germany says he's grateful to God to be alive.
And God they chose.
Jesus!
A gunman interrupted the pastor's Sunday sermon in North Braddock outside Pittsburgh, pointing that gun at him. Witnesses say the man pulled the trigger, but the gun jammed. All of it caught on the church's live stream.
It's ABC's Derek Dennis. Police now say they found a body at the home of the accused gunman. And some new recruits sworn in today in the world's smallest army. 34 new members of the Swiss Guard taking their oath to protect the Pope. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden returns to Wisconsin Wednesday. He'll talk about his economic policies in Racine. It will be Biden's eighth visit to Wisconsin since the midterm elections. Donald Trump was in Wisconsin twice in a month's time. Polls show the race for Wisconsin's votes is a virtual dead heat. Wisconsin's newest sports betting venue is open. Sean Cullen runs the Pottawatomie Hotel and Casino Sportsbook in Milwaukee. He tells WISN-TV's Upfront he'd back legalizing sports betting statewide.
I would hope so, and we would hope so, but at the end of the day, that's up to the state. But, you know, we're obviously supportive of that.
The Forest County Pottawatomie signed an amended compact with the state 2 years ago that allows sports betting on tribal property. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers on the road in KC. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Brewers and the Royals tonight for the start of a three-game series. The Brewers leaving Wrigley Field last evening following a 5-0 shutout loss to the Cubs. We learned the Cubs have got some weakness in the bullpen, but a very good starting rotation right now. NFL Packers rookie minicamp wrapping up over the weekend in Green Bay. They've already signed quarterback Michael Pratt out of Tulane to a contract. Pratt was a seventh-round pick. NBA, Doc Rivers says expect changes at the Bucks, particularly on the coaching staff now that the season is over.
Obviously, I got to evaluate everything and build the right staff so we can have the right staff and all that stuff. But it's an advantage now going through the half of the season, then coming to camp, then taking a new job. You know, at least I've been with these guys, kind of know how they tick. I kind of know things that you would have never known that. So I think it's an advantage for me coming into next year.
That's the Bucks head coach, Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of sunshine today, a few high clouds and upper 60s, a light and variable wind. Overnight, mostly clear and mid-40s. On Monday, sunshine, upper 60s. By Tuesday, a chance of showers, some thunderstorms around as well, especially late in the day. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 57 at our studios.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we do the show from the chair while I get my hair cut. We're not joking. It's the haircut show. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios at the City Deck Landing in Green Bay, and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here on a beautiful, beautiful Monday morning out there. 44 in Green Bay, 48 in Appleton, 45 in Oshkosh. Not a cloud in the sky, no wind, just perfect. This segment is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Now for a very limited time, if you order from Pella, you'll get zero interest for up to 60 months. You only have until May 10th for this incredible deal, so jump on it right now. When it comes to replacing or upgrading your windows and doors, you want to feel confident that your choices will turn out exactly how you envision. Would it make more sense in your home to go with black frame windows or white? Whether your home is newer, classic, mid-century, or 106 years old, I think yours is, right?
Oh, mine.
1915. So
yeah.
109.
Nine.
Wow. That's incredible. There you go. Check it out. Vinyl, water, fiberglass. Pella found a way to incorporate all the styles into Jim's tremendous home.
Well, they do a lot of new homes and just small homes, big homes, but yeah, they do everything.
All right.
We are delighted to get them. So Shane, you got Pella windows?
I have no clue.
Shane Kenneberg, Wisconsin Veterans Chamber. And this is awesome what you guys do. It's the Chamber of Commerce, basically, for veterans. You're a veteran yourself of the 128 National Guard. Kind of an embarrassing, awkward situation when you first came in and told Jim you used to be one of his interns and he didn't remember you.
No worries. It is a while ago. So.
It was a while ago. Mm-hmm. And you were interning in our law department.
Right. Good. And the office that I was in was all the way in the back part of the floor. So John, I was on the opposite corner.
I was on the opposite corner from you. That's
and I
why.
Hid out there.
Okay. So that's why. Or else I would have come and really got to know you. But all right. I'm glad you had a good experience there. Hey, this whole Veterans Chamber, that's a statewide organization here in the state of Wisconsin.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. But your job is to, you the regional guy?
Yes, I cover Northeast Wisconsin, so anywhere from Sheboygan to Marinette, all the way over to Wausau, down to Fond du Lac. So it's a wide area.
Yeah,
but yes,
well, that's a third
Wisconsin.
Of the state, right there.
Right. Ooh. Exactly.
Oh, and what's like the mission of your chamber? Is it akin to what the chamber is?
Yes, very similar to other chambers of commerce, except we go at it through a veteran lens. So and. Unlike other chambers, we're a statewide chamber. So our mission is to make Wisconsin the best state in the nation for veterans and their families. And we do that through business, workforce, and community.
You know, I will say this, and when I was fortunate enough to embed over in those places, when I would talk to guys from different units from like out east and different things, they say you always want to have a buddy from Wisconsin because no one in the world got more care packages and more things from schools and whatever than the guys and the women from Wisconsin. You always want to buddy up with somebody from Wisconsin. They're saying, man, that state really supports their troops, don't they?
Right, right, for sure. And we've got a lot of great things going on in the state. And I know the mission for the chamber is to make Wisconsin the best state. My personal mission is to make Northeast Wisconsin the best part of the state. And we've got a lot of great things going for us here.
So what are some of the things? I know there's that whole, helmets to hard hats, and there's got to be some funding out there that you're aware of.
Yes, there's all sorts of opportunities for both businesses and veterans alike. So we have the Office of Veteran Employment Services through Department of Workforce Development, but we have our own program called called Invest in Vets, where we work with those companies to learn how to best hire veterans and retain them. And part of that is talking about programs like helmets to hard hats or the different incentives there are for hiring veterans in general, but also service disabled veterans.
That's what I mean. If you have a veteran that comes to your office or calls you up and says, hey, you know, had a couple of issues when I came back, you know, had some post-traumatic stress, maybe different things, kicked around with, you know, jobs that weren't going anyplace. Do you say, come on in, let's talk? Are those the kind of people you try to help and then put them in connection with local businesses? Is that how it works?
So we work on the other side primarily.
Okay.
We're working with the businesses, but since we have veterans in the name of our organization's
right.
title, everybody comes to us. And the great thing about us is we're kind of that dot connector. A lot of different organizations operate in silos. We're here to, you know, when a veteran does come to us, say, this is the right place for you, and get them to DWD or whatever other organization that may be.
Great. Awesome.
And the veteran that comes back and wants to start a business, is that your resource for that as well?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So our business pillar focuses primarily on those small veteran-owned or military family-owned businesses. And we do networking events. We have our own Command Post Business Accelerator, helping those folks to scale their business. And then we have a specific military consultant within the Small Business Development Center that works with those folks on all of those topics related to starting up your business.
A lot of veterans do want to. You know what? A lot of veterans are tired of taking orders, and they want to be their own bosses, don't they?
Right. And it takes a special kind of person to say, hey, I want to join the military and go do all these things. So veterans are go-getters. So whether they're in the workplace or starting their own business, and you do see that, veteran entrepreneurship is very high.
Yeah, it really is. It's really cool.
I'm looking at some of you're connected with a lot of great organizations. Mm-hmm. I mean, why don't you talk a little bit about, I know we got the Network Health and the Chamber of Manitowoc. There's other chambers that you're affiliated with as well.
Yes, and that's a great thing that we try to do is work with a lot of different chambers in the area. So we partner with chambers like the Chamber of County, the Chamber of Manitowoc County,
yeah.
The
good
Greater
chamber.
Green Bay Chamber, it is.
Yeah.
And then the Fox Cities Chamber. So we do a lot of great things, and the Fox Cities Chamber has been a fantastic partner of ours as well.
They've been on our show a number of times. They're celebrating their 100th anniversary. They've got a lot going on all year, and how nice it is to be affiliated with someone that's that visible. So the veterans that come in, there's jobs too, job training. Talk a little bit about the training that they can get through your organization.
Yeah, so we don't directly train veterans, but we do connect them to
right.
the opportunities that do. So we've been talking with unions throughout the state. We got the steam, the pipe fitters, and other good. Ones. A lot of great jobs out there, and they have programs to help get veterans into those good, good paying jobs.
And there, I mean, I'm just driving to Madison yesterday, you know, just billboards after billboards, different things. And then about some of these trade things, the money is incredible. They're getting paid per hour now, isn't it, though?
It is. It is. It's really.
It's like, wow.
And they're the schools, too, right? We're pretty close to UWGB, obviously, and NWTC. They have some good programs. And one of our concerns, and we're trying to help that, is there's a lot of things out there for veterans that they may not be aware of. And just awareness in and of itself can be a struggle.
Exactly. And as you said, UW Green Bay has done a great job. Their veterans program over there, specifically their campus executive officer.
Nicole does a great
Nicole's
job.
Nicole's fantastic. And then Jamie Schramm, if you don't know him, out of Sheboygan, fantastic, great supporter of veterans and has really helped to try to raise awareness.
There have been some, Elena used to be out there.
Yes.
You know Elena,
mm-hmm.
everybody knows Elena.
Yeah.
There are some dedicated, sincerely dedicated people in this area. And I don't know about the rest of the state. Hopefully it's the same way. But that really, there's no excuse for a veteran to say, oh, I can't get help. There are so many people out there like yourself and like Elena and like Nicole and all these veteran service organizations. There are so many people that want to help. Wouldn't you agree?
There is. And most folks, you know, if you come to me and I don't know how to serve you,
you'll find somebody else who can.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And the
Joe Olick right here in Brown County.
Joe's great.
Joe's awesome.
And I want to say at TC, there's just, you talk about going and learning a trade, and once you learn it, there's some money out there.
Woo.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the folks at TC have been great, too, right here, Northeast Technical College. Right. Fantastic.
Ron Christensen, O'Connell County is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, you guys, great guys to work with. What is your goal as the Veterans Chamber of Commerce? What would be a perfect scenario for you?
Oh, that's a great question. I love those sorts of questions. And, you know, when I think about our pillars of business, workforce, community, it's really kind of combining those things and making them all run on full cylinders there. So the business aspect, making sure there's a lot of opportunities for those small business owners to get connected with opportunities, that workforce aspect, working with those large employers to truly understand, not just saying that we're veteran friendly, but really being veteran ready. And then finally highlighting veterans in the community. And we're doing that actually through the month of May through a project called Memorial Day on Main. And I think that's a great opportunity.
In Green Bay?
All throughout Northeast Wisconsin, with a focus on the Fox Valley.
Fantastic.
Tell us, lean into that a little bit more. So
So Memorial Day on Main kind of came out of the idea of there's a lot of great things that we do on all throughout May, but specifically Memorial Day weekend. Folks are really excited. They're like, it's the first unofficial start of summer. You got all these sales, parades, things like that.
Right.
And, you know, sometimes the meaning of Memorial Day gets lost.
I agree.
And so the Memorial Day on Main project is all about bringing back this the meaning of Memorial Day through a business lens. So we're having businesses participate. And part of their participation is hanging a poster in their place of business. Specifically, we're focusing on those businesses that might be along parade routes. So our main streets are a lot of those. They hang this poster in their business. It says, hey, we're calling people back to the meaning of Memorial Day. But part of the cost to participate goes to purchasing hero cards, which are like baseball cards with fallen heroes on them.
Has
their names, rank, awards, things like that. And then a short bio on the back. And it links back to a website with a more complete bio. But those hero cards are going to local classrooms. So,
awesome.
Yeah, so the next generation can really get these.
One last quick question for you. Anybody out there that runs a business and they'd love to help you guys, what should they do? Get connected.
A great first start is going to our website, which is wiveteranschamber.org. That's wiveteranschamber.org, or get connected with me.
Or if they even contact us, we can get your card right here. We can pass them on.
That would be perfect.
Can I give out your office number?
I would not use the office number. I think that might be out of date. So apologies there. Okay. Yeah. changed office.
Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce.
Right. The wiveteranschamber.org.
Correct.
That's awesome. Right,
we'll do that, Shane.
This is great stuff. And one quick thing about your service.
So I was in the Army National Guard for 6 years as a mortarman. So I had a lot of fun. I got to blow things up, which is great. What 17-year-old does it when you hear that, want to do that. A lot of great leadership opportunities. It was a really fantastic time and taught me a lot.
People don't understand the experience you can get doing that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Just being in the military like that.
And it's great. No matter what you go into in the military, you're going to learn those leadership skills, how to become disciplined, and learn to serve others.
Wow, that's awesome. Great stuff. You're one of the, you always talk about no brain drain.
Right.
Keep the really impressive young people in the area.
Yeah. It's a great place to stay.
They're going to be the leaders in the future.
Right,
Shane Canneberg is one of those people.
Northeast Regional Director.
Of the Wisconsin Veterans Chamber of Commerce. If anybody needs more information, contact us. We'll give it to you. Thanks very much, Shane. Thanks. I know it sounds cheesy.
Thank you.
Thanks for your service. Thanks for raising your right hand and swearing you'll put your life on the line for our country.
And
that means a lot.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Anything we can do, you just let us know.
We'll do.
All right. We're going to send a quick break. We come back. Kristen Jane Anderson, suicide prevention event coming up. We also have John and Gordy from Madison coming up. And Frank Herman's Girls on Thin Ice. Back after this. There was nothing left to burn and nothing left to burn.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Why'd the kid jump off the boat?
I don't know. Why?
Peer pressure.
Oh. Good one, Ned.
Ned isn't funny, but Ned owns a boat, and you don't. So every time Ned tells another one of his unfunny boat puns, you're going to laugh loud and keep on laughing until you get a boat of your own.
A pier where you put a boat.
Yeah, I get it.
And when you do get a boat of your own, make sure you save money by bundling it with your home, auto, or other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW 98.3 FM, WISS, the Civic Media app. TJ says, hey, congratulations on the awards you guys received. Great job. Keep up the good work for the community.
Thank you, TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Appreciate that.
Next year, we got to win.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're getting more comfortable with second place, are we? I'm not.
No.
No, me either. Mm. I'm trying to act like I was.
And then Todd gets the big one.
I know. And he's, wait till he puts that on the wall.
Where is it, Todd?
Well, it's at home right now, but I'll take it down to WISS and put it on the wall down there.
Well, it's on my Facebook. Picture of you with it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hate pictures.
Typical Todd, he's covering up half of his face or three quarters of his face.
Right. He award. He's get that award.
The most anonymous man in the media.
So, Todd, you received first place, and there's a million people in that room. What was it again? It was a promo for the Brewers?
Yeah, so actually I worked with it. Terry Barr was very involved with it. Last year we were doing some promos for the Brewers on WISS, and I said, can we do something with diamonds, right? You got baseball diamond and blah, blah, blah. So she helped write copy basically saying, do you think ladies like diamonds? And we kind of built off that, and then put a little Bob Uecker in that promo, and yeah, it was fun.
Awesome. Fantastic. Good for you.
I can't give you any advice because you won first place, but you could have put Carol Channing could have gotten into that too, right?
For what?
Carol Channing.
Oh, my gosh.
The old actress in the 60s?
This is why I can't take any advice from him.
No.
Yeah. What are you talking about? Diamonds are the girl's best friend.
Okay. She was, I'm not sure a lot of people would remember that one.
Oh, my God. She was
no, I don't
on
think
Broadway.
So. Okay. You just pulled a me, something that's really old and nobody remembers, would get.
I'm not going to pull another you and say, pull, let's go to a poll. But I would say
I think people do probably remember
half our
her.
Listeners would know who Carol Channing is.
But when you're promoting baseball, I don't think you'd choose her over Bob Uecker.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
No, but I was doing the tie to the diamonds.
Yeah.
It did.
But you've only got 30 seconds, Jim.
Yeah.
You gotta knock it out of the ballpark in 30 seconds.
Okay, maybe. And then, right, Hello, Dolly was her big thing, right? And that's where she made all her big name on Broadway. And you could have done the thing, Hello, Bobby, like for Bob Uecker, and then he could have said something in the dime. You know what I mean? Like that?
Mm-hmm.
But he won first place, so what the hell am I talking about?
Yeah, well, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah, I mean, why don't you? Yeah.
Okay, so big thanks to Terry Barr for helping out with that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Carol, Mary just texted in.
All right.
Mary says, I love Carol Channing.
All right. Thank you, Mary. And she was really, really popular, John. But I maybe next year.
I think she's been dead for like 30 years.
Not 30. I would say 12. 15.
Okay.
15.
Okay. All right.
I don't know.
Yeah,
it's 2019, so not that long ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So
Todd wins first prize in the entire state for this, but Jim is telling him how it could have been better.
What you got to do here is...
More Carol Channing.
Girl's best friend, Bob Uecker, and then you put it all together.
Yeah. So, but Todd...
All right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations, Todd.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm glad you won, and... Next year, Johnny, we got to win.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm still a little.
I know. Okay. Yeah, I know. I know. I'm with you. I'm with you.
As I said, we got all those M&Ms that we got to sit on now till next year.
And again, it was a walk of shame past Judd.
I know.
Vice president of Channel 5, who's the person that got his picture taken with all the winners. And we actually asked him, hey, you want a picture with us? Nope. Keep moving.
We said, look, we'll borrow someone's plaque and get a picture. Nope.
Just keep moving. All right. Let's go. Let's go, fellas.
Yeah.
Nothing to see here. No, it was great, though. It was cool.
It's nice to reward people because I think people, not I don't think, I know people in this industry put in a lot of hours.
Absolutely.
And it's nice to take a night off, have a couple of drinks, and recognize your peers.
It was great. It was fantastic.
Just got a text in to let you know that there is a Bob Seger tribute show with Bob Seger and John Mellencamp tributes at the Grand in Oshkosh on Saturday, the 2nd of November.
I will be there.
There you go.
I will absolutely be there.
Yeah.
Thanks, Greg, for
not
texting Greg, that in.
Thank you. Not even a question. I will be there.
Oh, yeah.
I would go anywhere to see Bob Seger.
Well, he's not going to be there.
No, but okay, a tribute type. Yeah. But somebody's true. I mean, our guy from
Adam Lee.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
When he did Garth Brooks that night.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
There's some great tribute bands out there.
Yeah.
I know it's November, but we're going to...
Oh, I'm going to
we're
that.
We're going to sell that one out.
Bob Seger doesn't tour anymore, does he?
No, he did his last grand tour a couple years back.
Yeah, well, 79. He's turned 79 today. What's your favorite Bob Seger song?
You asking me?
I like Hollywood Nights. Okay. I like that one a lot.
I like Roll Me Away. Roll me away, won't you? What?
Okay, I was going to say, I
10
don't know
miles out of Mackinac City, stopped at a bar and had a brew. Met a girl and we had a few drinks and I told her what I decided to do.
That's great.
That? Yeah, when I went to his concert at The Resch, I want this song at my funeral. I'm not even lying. I want this at my funeral.
It's a good song.
When they take my casket down, I want to play Roll Me Away. Roll Me Away.
Oh, that's awesome.
True story.
All right. That'll work.
Do you know what town he said? Because he gets asked, he goes, what town were you 10 hours away? La Crosse.
Really?
Yeah. No. He wrote this song in La Crosse because he really did this. Got on his bike, did this big long thing, and stopped in La Crosse, and he actually met a girl in a bar, and it was 10 hours out of Mackinac City, and it was La Crosse, Wisconsin.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
He talked about that at his concert here.
When was he here?
Oh, boy. I bet it's been 10 years ago. It was me and Louie were still doing our show, Todd, so we promoted it.
Yep.
Yeah, so that was...
I remember that.
What year is this? 25? I bet it's been 10. Anybody know how long ago was it Bob Seger was here in Green Bay? I want to say it's been 10 years. And I think that was going to be his final tour, to be honest with you, at that time. So, I mean, he was still fairly young. I mean, at 69, but I mean versus 79. But he is so big in Michigan, it's mind-boggling.
Looks like 2017, maybe?
2017? Okay.
Was it? Could be, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. I think he came twice. I think he came to Green Bay twice, if I'm not mistaken.
First the farewell tour, and then the final tour.
One more. Well, it's just like these guys. You know what? I'm the last guy in the world that should say this, because I've retired like 9 times and never really retired, okay? But I get tired. So Tom Brady now. Well, you know, if somebody really needed me, I would come back and play. Then J.J. Watt said the same thing yesterday. Well, if a team really needs me, I'll come back.
Oh,
it's I think maybe we're so burnt from the Favre thing. You know, that whole thing, those... times, and it's like
and do they ever come back and do better?
No, so never ever 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 ever. You know, that's when I was a kid. I was really young for the real glory years. You know, I remember 66 and then 67 I remember pretty well, you know, and all those kind of things. But then when I was like in high school, it's like Packers had Bart Starr was always hurt. Zeke Bratkowski came out of retirement. Couldn't throw it from here across the room. And I remember Mickey Mantle. You know, I didn't see him until his later days. Willie Mays. These guys that, you know, were so legendary.
Yeah.
It's like you hated to see them out there at so much less than what they used to be.
Right.
And that's the image. I have an image of Mickey Mantle just limping around the bases. Willie Mays swinging and falling down. You know, it's some of those guys. It's like, oh, man, you wish they would go out. On a high, like Tom Brady went out on, you know, good mark and everything. And Peyton Manning, same thing. Rested on that, you know?
I wonder why they come. They probably think they're going to be better, right? They can't be coming back for the money because they can't spend all the money.
Well, Jim, I mean, think about this. Would you were mayor for 16 years. Would you make a comeback? And do you think you would be as popular and powerful as you were?
You know what? I do. I've been asked that.
What a dumb question. Yeah, I would.
No, I've been asked that. And they're like, look, you know, you can't go home. I'm like, I don't know about that. I just got the energy and I can. That's probably they're thinking. People probably say, look, don't do it. And they're like, look, no, I can do it.
Yeah.
You know, you're kind of maybe not confident, whatever it is. But I, yeah.
Yeah.
You just want to see him do better. Anybody come back, Johnny, that's done better? That was like, wow.
None that I could think of.
Okay.
Honestly, none.
If you can't, that didn't happen.
I can't think of a single one that came back. No, I really can't. I really can't.
Basketball, baseball, nothing?
I'll think on it.
Okay.
We got to set a quick break. We come back. Kristen Jane Anderson, you don't want to miss this, about suicide prevention, and she has a personal story. Back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
At this time of the year, you can never know too much about the weather forecast, and according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, we might be transitioning our weather patterns. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Brad Rippey is the drought monitor and author at the National Ag Statistics Service at USDA in Washington, D.C. He says the weather pattern is starting to transition right now from El Nino to La Nina. What does that mean?
For people that are getting the moisture now, hold on to that, especially in the middle part of the country, because I do have concerns that we could see some dryness that's already starting to pop up in places like southwest Kansas, southeast Colorado, could begin to spread as we head deeper into the warm season. And so we could see a pretty fine line between dry conditions, high plains, and relatively wet conditions in parts of the southern and eastern U.S. That would include the eastern Corn Belt.
Brad Rippey, he is chief meteorologist with U.S. Department of Agriculture, giving us a little sense on what we could expect if we transition from El Nino to La Nina. Markets and overnight electronic trade starting us off on a Monday morning. We're in the red ink right now. Numbers are next.
The Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association is kicking off a podcast series that tours specialty crop destinations across the state. Over the next several months, we'll visit strawberry patches, hop gardens, sweet corn stands, and more. WADA Executive Director Sheila Everhart says Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism has a lot to offer.
Wisconsin truly is America's agricultural tourism destination. And agricultural tourism is a way for us to promote specialty crops. It's a way for all of us farmers to work together to bring economic prosperity to our rural communities. It's a way for farmers to have an additional revenue stream to keep that farmland in production, to keep that next generation on the farm.
Learn more at gowiagtourism.com.
On Friday in Chicago, the barrel cheese was unchanged at 188. 40-pound block cheese gained a quarter of a cent to 179, while AA butter gained a penny and three quarters to 307 and a half. As we start off on Monday, right now, December new crop corn's down a nickel, 477 and three quarters. November new crop soybeans down nearly seven at 1194 and a quarter. July new crop wheat's down 11 and a half at 611. The June class three milk that goes into cheese up 13 cents at 1937. The July contract up 12, 1940 a hundredweight. Don't forget, we'll get our latest planting progress report coming up this afternoon after the close. Judging by the dust I saw, we definitely made some headway over the past 7 days' time. We'll see. There's your market update on a Monday. I'm PM Yonke.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of sunshine today, a few high clouds and upper 60s, a light and variable wind. Overnight, mostly clear and mid-40s. On Monday, sunshine, upper 60s. By Tuesday, a chance of showers, some thunderstorms around as well, especially late in the day. Highs in the mid-60s. It's 57 at our studios.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk.
Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
This past week, the far, far right created what they called the Floor Action Response Team. The acronym there is FART. And no such stealth bills came to the floor that would cause the fart to rise. Again, I fact-checked it. That's what they called themselves.
That name really stinks, Maggie. Sorry,
let
I had
the
to.
Puns roll
the
in.
Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right. John's well, looking out the window.
Well, Todd's got his headphones on, so he didn't hear the doorbell. Welcome back. Hey, Mino the Mayor here once again. Just a beautiful, perfect
this is like awesome.
Morning out there. You can't beat days like this.
Too bad your hip is hurting because
what's
today's a nice
foot?
Day to walk.
Oh, it's your foot. Ah, it's my foot.
It's always something. I mean, what?
What? What'd that mean?
What did your, what? I didn't, did it, you see your foot this morning?
No.
Because I didn't hear that.
Let me tell you what it is. It's that pseudo gout that I have.
Yeah, okay? I remember that.
It's pseudo gout. So the 11,000 steps I did was probably more than I should have done, okay? So that tweaked something. By doing that, that tweaked something. And then my gout kicks in from that. That's what happens.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Well, all right.
What? It's, hey. It's not the real gout.
Okay.
But it's like, okay, I damaged something. And all when right. you damage that, what happens? It swells. Yeah. You sprain your ankle, what happens?
Yeah.
Okay. So my bodily fluids... Okay.
Kristen, this goes on for a while, but we're going to get to our
I'm just
guest.
Explaining okay, it. It's right. not like the normal gout from drinking too much red wine or eating red meat.
Yeah.
So my okay. bodily fluids yeah. have these crystals, like broken glass in them.
Welcome, Kristen.
So my body is trying to heal itself, but by doing that, the fluids
Kristen
have these
Jane
crystals.
Anderson.
Yeah. Yes. Yep. And the yep. pain is yep. beyond okay. belief. Yeah.
All right. All right. Hey.
It's unbelievable.
I just think
a lot of people wouldn't even be here today.
Yeah. Right.
And here's the other thing. Okay. This is why you guys came in second. Because there's yes. no other radio show that would have a guest, you know, come in and then you say bodily fluids right. as soon yeah. as she comes yeah. in. You know? She,
but
yeah.
that is what happens.
Yeah. Just, okay.
It works against me.
Let's shift gears to something much more interesting and a lot more important.
Hi.
Kristen, how are you?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. Thank you for coming in today.
Of course.
And you, tell us, I want our listeners to hear a little bit about your story, and then you have an event coming up that I want to talk about as well.
I'm just going to reintroduce you, Kristen Jane Anderson, Suicide Prevention Event.
Yes. Hi, my name is Kristen Anderson, and I am a suicide survivor. I actually attempted suicide when I was 17 years old. I lost my legs because I laid on train tracks, and I survived, you know, thankfully. But that was 24 years ago.
Okay, can I just back up?
Sure.
You attempted suicide by laying across train tracks.
Correct.
How did you have the, and I'm going to say this word, courage, to stay there when that train was coming?
It's interesting. People ask me that a lot. It wasn't courage. You know, it was just brokenness. It was numbness, thinking that my life was never going to get any better, thinking that there wasn't a reason for me to be here, thinking that the pain would never end. And, you know, it was in a moment of hopelessness. What's interesting about it is I didn't really want to die. I just didn't know what the answer was. I didn't know what to do anymore.
Oh, that's so sad to hear.
Wow.
A little 17-year-old girl just, you know.
I mean, you look like you'd be the perfect poster child. You're attractive. You're everything,
right.
personality. And if somebody like you can get into that dark of a place. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. I text people all the time who struggle with suicidal thoughts and depression, though it's a lot more common than I think.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we sometimes let on. A lot of people don't talk about it, but they do talk to me about it because they know that
there.
I can understand. Correct.
So I don't know if I want to talk about how you got there, and I feel really bad that you were there. But the train came and took your legs.
Right.
And, well, oh, my God, that... Can you just walk us through that? Because you obviously you're a spokesperson now, you're a leader right now.
Yeah.
You're a resource for people. But tell us about that after that happened when you're 17 years old, the recovery.
Afterward, it was about 3 years before my life really changed. I struggled a lot with suicidal thoughts and depression still for the first few years, and it took like maybe a year for my body to adjust, but it wasn't until 3 years later when I started to find like a greater sense of peace and purpose and hope. And that was because a lot of things changed in my life, but more so how I changed. I learned to forgive myself for everything, you know, how it changed my life and the people, the lives around me. I found hope through my relationship with God. And I also started volunteering, which made a big difference in my life. And it was amazing to me to see the impact. Even to this day, I can't believe how people respond just by me sharing my story and the hope that they find. And I just want to do everything I can to help them get connected to the resources. There's always so much hope and help available. And I think sometimes that's not as well known, and how common it is to struggle, and that it's okay if you're struggling. It's just a season.
The scary part about this is you were 17. You got a whole life ahead of you. You know, if you're an older person, you lose your job, you lose whatever, you've got drug or alcohol problems, and you don't see a future. But 17, you have such a future ahead of you. Can I just ask, what put you in such a dark place at that time, or is that too personal?
No, it's fine. I was raped. I lost my grandmother, and I lost four friends. So those were the biggest catalysts. And I didn't know how to handle it. I was sort of the friend who everybody, right. Even at this age, how difficult is that? But I was sort of the friend that everybody went to for help with their problems. So I just put a smile on my face, pretended everything was okay. That's what my mom did. So I thought that's what I should do. I didn't know how deeply it had affected me. I didn't know that I was depressed, you know, but I spiraled down. I started drinking, smoking, you know, just to feel better.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up about an hour north of Chicago.
Okay. In Wisconsin or in
No,
Illinois?
It was in Illinois, about 10 minutes from the Wisconsin border.
Okay. Wow. Wow, this is
unbelievable.
Yeah, this is really sad. And you're in a wheelchair now, and you came here, and we're glad you're with us. 17, I mean, I just can't get over that. And you're happy, you found a purpose. I mean, you always had a purpose. You just really realized it, you know, unfortunately after your tragedy.
Exactly.
If there's a 17-year-old girl listening, is it better now? I'm not better now, but
more awareness.
What could have you done? Did you go to your parents, your priest, or your?
I had seen doctors and counselors, but it was difficult for them to know how bad I was doing because I didn't know how bad I was doing. I didn't know how to express. I didn't know how to put words to the feelings that I had. Mm-hmm. But one of the things I tell people is to reach out for help and to keep reaching out for help until you get all of the help that you need. Like, no question is a bad question, and find the words to identify your feelings, whether it's, you know, that you feel empty, you feel broken, you feel lost, you feel like you don't have a purpose. And I also tell parents to ask their kids how much hope they have on a scale of 1 to 10, because I couldn't have said I was suicidal, but I would have been able to tell you my hope was at like a 1 or 0.
Which is kind of the same.
That's
a huge red flag. You've turned this into, besides being a spokesperson and, I don't know, a counselor, you have music too, right?
I don't do music, but there is going to be music at the event.
You have an event coming up. This is unbelievable. You have an event coming up. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we have an event coming up on the 9th, on Thursday the 9th at 6 p.m. It'll be at the Daily Buzz, and we'll have live music, hors d'oeuvres, appetizers, drinks. I'll be speaking. I'll be sharing my story, and everything starts at 6 o'clock.
And when is this again? I'm sorry.
This Thursday.
This Thursday. I want to go to that.
Yeah.
That would be wonderful.
You know, I deal a lot with the amputee softball program and the thing. And one of the things that they do that is, and all these guys lost their legs in Iraq and Afghanistan or arms. But one of the things they do every year is they go around the country and put on camps for kids that are amputees. You know, a lot of times it's from cancer or just born that way or whatever. And what they said, it's limbless but not lifeless or something like that. They got a really cool thing. And they play sports with these kids and show them what you can do and everything. And it seems like you're an advocate in that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it seems like I'm an inspiration in ways that I never planned on.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I didn't let it hold me back. I'm married now. I have 6 kids, actually, believe it or not.
Oh, my God!
Really?
Yeah.
God bless you. So, you have a great smile and disposition. I mean, you know what I mean? Like,
last person in the world we'd sit here and say, boy, she had a rough whatever, you know?
I'm just so grateful to be here. I think I learned more from this than I could have learned from any other life experience. It's really, really changed my life in so many ways. So I'm grateful for every single day.
I have to ask this, and again, if I'm asking questions you're not comfortable, how do you survive getting run over by a train?
Well,
how do you not bleed out for lack of? And but again, we're with Kristen Jane Anderson, suicide prevention event coming up this Thursday at the Daily Buzz.
I did lose 8 pints of blood. I was run over by 33 freight train cars at 55 miles per hour. So they say I should have been, or I've had so many engineers tell me I should have been torn to pieces, but I obviously just lost my legs. And
even, did you stay conscious?
I was conscious the whole time. I remember it, you know, completely.
But I don't want to get, but you could have bled out. You could have, you probably maybe, okay, you should have, but. Who was there somebody you? There? Yeah. Did the train stop? Did the guy jump out? I mean, did he see you?
The train did stop eventually. They called 911. It was a paramedic that found me. But they told me at the hospital that I should have died because I guess you're supposed to die after you lose 5 pints of blood, and I had lost eight. So people started telling me that it was like a miracle that I survived, and it was a long time before I could really even begin to kind of consider that.
So what was the turning point? I mean, that's unbelievable. Depression, and I mean,
it was real, yeah, for sure.
I mean, depression is a real thing,
right?
It's when people say, I'll get over it.
No,
it's not.
So what was the turning point? Was it a person? Was it a book? Was it, you mentioned a couple of things, you know, relationships, God, I mean.
Yeah. Well, there's several things that happened, but the biggest turning point was me taking it one day at a time and really finding purpose in each day. Really understanding that I had value no matter if I had my legs or not, if I was making a huge difference in the world or not, that I mattered, my life really mattered. It was important for me to be here. It was also building a support team, like having a support system outside of like my friends from high school, like people who were doing well in life and people that I can learn from, having people to give, to pour into, and people that were pouring into me was really important. I was in counseling for like 3 years. That was very helpful.
You got to talk about what's warning signs for parents or friends, anything like that, especially people young like you were.
Yeah, there's a lot of warning signs. Isolation and withdrawal is a common one. Not wanting to be social at all is a big one. That was one that I displayed. Changes in sleeping and eating habits. Not planning for the future is another one. Not looking forward to anything. Also, obviously, maybe having a negative attitude, which is hard to discern with teenagers. But if they're saying things like, I don't want to be here, I wish I wasn't here.
Is social media the devil with things like that?
It definitely, I think, makes things a lot harder, a lot worse. It kind of accelerates those feelings of like I'm not good enough, or I don't measure up.
And these people are like reinforcing it in that way, right?
Right.
You know, one of my Marine buddies, lost both his legs. And he said the hardest part was being this hard charging, super human Marine kind of guy. Now he has no legs. And he said the hardest part was saying, okay, you're still a Marine. You're still whatever. You just don't have legs. And we're going to get you prosthetics. And you're still that same guy.
Yeah, you're still the whole person.
Exactly.
It doesn't change who you are.
Yes. Yes.
Right.
Wow. He said, once you turn that corner, it's so much better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not feeling as happy as I'd like to be. Tell me what's going on in life now. You're happy.
Yeah, well, I mean, I find hope and peace and purpose through my relationship with God mostly. And then I just try to make the best of my life. I find joy in all the little things. I don't wait for, you know, the big things. I find joy in every moment. And I try to really just make a difference wherever I am. And it's amazing to see the impact that people, just by really loving people and really caring where they are and how you can help them.
I got to read these.
You're making a difference here.
Amazing story. I'm definitely attending the event. Glad you're still here with us, Kristen. Another one. Wow. Kristen is such an amazing person. She's going to save lives by sharing her story. And another one. Thank you for sharing your story.
Thank you.
I mean, that's awesome. You're doing this. And the Daily Buzz, it's just people come in. Is there a cost? Or, I mean, can we contribute when we're there?
Yeah, it's actually a fundraiser for the organization that I started. So the cost is $20.
Okay.
You can buy tickets on the website, and it'll be $30 at the door. But we're just so excited.
And what's the fund?
It's for Reaching You Ministries, the ministry that I started for people who are struggling with suicidal thoughts and depression.
Unbelievable! Fantastic. Yeah.
Thanks for doing this. I mean, this.
Do you speak at schools?
I do. I have not been in this Green Bay schools though. I've been in schools all over the country, but not here yet.
Wow.
We can help you with that.
I'm going to ask another. I don't want to say bad question, but when you woke up in the hospital, were you happy you were alive or disappointed that it didn't work?
It took me a while to be happy about it. Okay. You know, people worried that I would be, that I would struggle more. If she didn't want to live her life with her legs, how's she going to want to live her life without her legs? And that was a real struggle for me. It took a while, but I had a good friend right after it happened who called and asked me how I was doing. And she was the first person I said out loud, like, I'm okay, but my legs are cut off. And tears just streamed down my face as I told her that. And she told me, you're going to be okay. You don't need your legs. You're going to be just fine. And having support like that made me start to...
Kristen Jane Anderson, Thursday night, Daily Buzz. I am there. I'm going to buy a ticket today. I want to hear the rest of this amazing story. You are truly inspirational.
Yeah, you are.
And you're saving lives.
Thank you both.
And changing lives. Thank you so much.
You make a big difference.
Just in a quick break. Back after this. And the secrets that we share, the mountains that we move.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
We're going to have policy arguments for the rest of time. But at base, I want my president to be a decent person. I firmly believe that Joe Biden always is trying to do the right thing, that he is a decent man. And in sharp contrast, we've got a man who thinks it's a good thing that stars get to commit sexual assault. And we know that because he said it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt and Air on Air. Air on Air. Air on Air.
I was living to run and running to live. Never worried about pain or even how much I owe. Moving 8 miles a minute for months at a time. Breaking all of the rules that we've been.
She's something else.
Amazing. Wow. Oof. I'm almost like speechless.
We weren't really ready. I mean, last night I got a call from somebody saying, hey, look, this girl's doing a benefit at the Daily Buzz. Can she come on your show and maybe talk a little bit about it? And I'm like, yeah, sure. Got her information, texted to Todd, then Todd got it set up. But wow, that I was not prepared for that.
Amazing. Talk about inspiration. Just incredible. Thanks for setting that up, Todd.
Yeah, Todd, that was great. And
Thursday night, Daily Buzz.
Should be great.
Where she speaks. I'm there. And we're buying a ticket today.
All right, so, yes. Shifting gears.
We're going to try and join John and Gordy, who is the morning show on our sister station in Madison, WMDX. I'm not sure if they're there quite yet.
John and Gordy.
The name on it.
Okay.
The product.
There they are. Right.
Watch your language. Yeah. Okay.
We don't put up with swearing in Green Bay.
We know you Madison guys.
That walk around wearing bolo ties.
Right.
Yeah.
But that's right. That's us. That's what we wear down here. We're talking with Mino and the mayor, and we are live with John and Gordy here in Madison. They're up in Green Bay, and it was good to meet you guys the other day.
That was fantastic.
We've heard so much. Yeah.
Loved
good
it.
Good times.
Great meeting you guys. How are things? I got to tell you, my daughter lives in Madison. I spent some time with her, my grandkids and everything over the weekend. And it's like, Madison is such a cool city. They live in like the Verona area, and that's so cool. I want to move to Madison.
All right. So okay. John or Gordy, who are you going to switch with?
I don't know either one of them. But do you guys have like a space above a garage or anything like that? Because the mayor here, I wanted to live with him. He won't let me. He wouldn't even let me live in his garage.
No.
Yeah.
Well, listen, I am actually moving to a new place in Madison. Right. I live north of Madison right now.
Got a extra room.
Yeah, okay. I live in Baraboo. I'm going to be moving down in about a week and a half. I'll have a guest room and also a rec room in the basement.
But nothing as nice as a room above a garage.
No, because that was the Fonzie thing. Remember, that was the coolest thing in the world. Yeah. Fonzie had that place above the garage. I've always wanted one.
Do you remember the show Get a Life with Chris
Elliot.
Absolutely.
He lived above the garage as well.
And Chris Elliott yes. looks like a kind of guy that would live above a garage.
Exactly.
Yes.
It worked.
Yeah.
So what were your impressions at the awards ceremony? How did you guys do? You had a couple of awards. You were up for a couple of things.
We
right? Didn't
we,
you get...
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we got
second place.
We're not. We like to win or go home. So we went home.
We're the first.
We left
losers.
Early. Yeah. As soon as our category was done, we left.
Yeah, and we then, did. And then we did the walk of shame.
And then our producer Todd
wins
won
the big thing,
the big award.
Yeah.
And we were back in our hotel.
So we're back in our hotel room. I bought a
wine.
Bottle of cheap wine, as cheap as possible, watching SNL. And Todd is down there with his thing dancing in the after party.
Right.
True story.
We just,
oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That wasn't Todd with the disco ball.
No,
that
wasn't.
No, that wasn't him.
Could have been.
Good. He was hanging with us.
Yeah.
But what a fun event, right? To get all sorts of media out there, radio, TV, the digital, and really kind of recognize each other. And it was fun. Yeah. We got a couple second place awards back.
You notice how snobby the TV casters were?
A little bit.
They don't hang with the radio people at all.
A little bit. That table next to us, Johnny, when they mentioned our name, we wanted silence in that room.
And they weren't. They just were talking.
They were kind of chatting
and
a
I'm
little
like,
bit.
Hey, a little respect here.
Hey, that's our name up on the screen.
Exactly.
Hey,
don't you see that?
Well, the good part of it was that Civic Media overall, as the organization here in Wisconsin, the group won 6 first place awards.
That's
six.
Incredible.
That's awesome.
And that was terrific.
That was fantastic.
You know, because really, this is the first year. I know we were in it a little bit last year, and they won an award or two, but 6 first place awards.
I think it was
a big deal.
I think it was very, very smart of them not to allow the second and third place winners to get before a microphone.
I got to tell you, John and Gary,
I was going to come back down after I was about halfway through that bottle of wine and just talk to some people at the after party. I was close.
That would have made it
fun. I want to know who judges this.
I want a recount.
I want the phone number of the people who judge this.
Yeah.
So I got to tell you guys, Johnny and I were expecting to win it because it's Mino and the Mayor. We give out M&Ms here. So I brought a whole bag of M&Ms to share with the crew. So they're all in my duffel bag now.
Yeah,
so
whole duffel bag full of M&Ms to give out when we accepted the awards. Yeah.
Kind of tear up the speech. Oh, it's just very depressing.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, well. Second place isn't horrible. Oh, well. So we'll take it. Well, but it was great
next year.
I got to say this for people that don't know about Civic Media, it's only been around for a year, and they're making an impact. They really are. They're based out of Madison and beautiful. Are you guys right there? Are you guys on State Street?
Yes.
Wow.
Yep.
What a great
story. We're right over State Street.
We're at Civic Media headquarters.
Yeah. Are you?
Second floor.
Top floor.
We interviewed there. It wasn't even done yet. Remember,
no.
It was just
what
all
a
over
perfect
the place.
Location,
so, yeah,
though.
We met with a couple of your people there. And what being downtown, we're right downtown here in Green Bay on Washington Street. You got to come in and see our studio, but it's just beautiful.
We have to stop by sometime.
Yes.
Yeah.
We would very much like that. Or maybe we can do your show.
You have a street view of downtown and all that.
We are on the
Washington
sidewalk.
Street.
I mean, I am 6 feet away from people right outside of our studio with the windows.
They come by.
Actually, one of our guys got flashed one day.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sure. Right here.
We're waiting for that. We're waiting for the nude bicycle protest.
That goes right by our studio.
Hey, don't laugh, because one of our guys that comes on this got arrested one time in college for riding his bicycle nude.
Yeah.
Remember that big Wayne?
Yeah, big Wayne was doing that.
Wow.
Yeah.
But a lot of people walk by our studio. Couple homeless, but mostly
some of them got homes.
We have that too.
Okay, it's all part of.
They wave.
They're nice people. It's all part of living in the
hood. We're a small version of WGN,
right?
You know, where they can look out, or Good Morning America, one of those kind of shows.
Yeah, but isn't it fun, you guys? I mean, seriously, to be part of an organization like Civic Media.
Absolutely.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, and it was great hanging with you guys. And, we should do this more often. I'm hoping we have a company picnic sometime this summer.
Can't
we just meet? What?
So the owner of the whole company, Sage, sat next to me at dinner. But here's the weird thing. He sat down next to me at dinner.
With his back to you.
But then didn't eat dinner and get up and move somewhere else. He's the owner of the company. True story. Because I think
this is okay. So the guy sits down. We met this guy once in our life. Okay. He sits down and he says, and Sage, he wasn't the comedian when he was in school, but Johnny says, hey, Sage, we're leaving. Mayor and I bet $10,000 on the long shot horse. We got enough money to retire.
Wait, what? And he goes, oh, okay. Don't let the door hit you in the butt on the way out.
It wasn't like, you know, seriously.
We're out of time. Hey, John and Gordy, WMDX in Madison, stay in touch, fellas.
Yes, Mino and the mayor up in Green Bay. Good visiting with you. And you guys have a great time. We'll get together sometime again soon.
Fantastic. Right. Thank you, fellas.
Pretty good. That's going to do it for
see you at the picnic.
All right, Frank Hermans joins us next. I can't speak.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates radio show each and every day. We do a show about nothing, but we make it interesting and, you know, we touch on the headlines. Tune in.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 4 till 6.
Progressive presents 10 things on a plumber's to-do list that are harder than getting a small business insurance quote. Waking up for 5 a.m. plumbing disasters, finding out why water is pouring from the ceiling, replacing a pipe in a home from the 1800s, then dealing with invoices or your awkward apprentice or that really weird smell, and then there's breathing and eating and, of course, clogs. But the easiest thing on any small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you could save on the business insurance that's right for you. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And all